This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Most cases of colon cancer occur in people over 50, about the time screening for the disease is recommended. But results of research over 15 years found an increase in colon cancer among people younger than 50. I talked about this with Dr. Anand Loda, a colorectal surgeon with Methodist Charlton Medical Center in Dallas. Is it a significant increase, and what accounts for the rise?
The increase is about 2%. Is alarming because we don't have screening protocols set up for patients younger than 50.
Why is that?
Gastroenterology societies, along with the U.S. Preventative Screening Task Force, determined that age 50 would be the most cost-effective. And since the incidence is really at age kind of mid-50s, that would be the best time to institute a screening program.
And, of course, this is not a huge increase if we're talking 2%. The feeling is that's not reason enough maybe to adopt new screening protocols for people younger?
That is correct. A very nice study out of Baltimore showed that if one does have symptoms, you can pursue this further with a colonoscopy.
Why do these types of symptoms, though, tend to show up more for people in their 50s and older?
It's not so much that the symptoms show up. It's we're trained to evaluate them and look at them in a very different light. If a 60-year-old or 70-year-old patient presents with rectal bleeding or a change in bowel habits, they are automatically going to be set up for a colonoscopy right away. Whereas a younger patient, you more likely are going to think that this is possibly a hemorrhoidal issue just because of the number of colon cancers that occur in those populations. Now, as far as my practice goes, I always try to attribute a symptom with a cause. And if I can't do that, that's when I'll proceed forward with getting a colonoscopy.
What's also interesting, this study found that in people younger than 50, the colon cancer is often in an advanced state.
Not only in an advanced state, but they're also more aggressive tumors, both showing where it's stage 3 or maybe even stage 4 mm-hmm. earlier on.
It did make me wonder, though, if it affects younger people in a more advanced state, whereas you might not normally discover this in people until mid-50s or older. Is colon cancer something that usually develops over a long period of time?
That's correct. Generally speaking, colon cancer takes 10 years to show up. So as our understanding of colon cancer in younger patients is evolving, we're realizing that there may be a different tumor biology at work here.
So what should we take from this? Should we be screening earlier for colon cancer, period?
The numbers would suggest that it's not very viable to think about changing the screening protocols. What I think is important is making sure you follow up with your doctor about any one symptom. If rectal bleeding has not been attributed to a specific cause, if there's associated abdominal pain, if there's associated change in bowel habits, anemia noted on lab work, if a fecal occult blood test is positive for blood in the stool, all those would suggest that those need to be followed up with a colonoscopy. So no longer saying, I don't need to get a colonoscopy until age 50, because that's what everybody says. Sure, for average risk people, but there are definitely going to be some patients that may require it sooner.
In the meantime, any steps that you should take to prevent colon cancer?
One of the trends that was noted was increasing rates of diabetes, increasing rates of obesity, and these can be related to an increase in colon cancer. So addressing those and making sure that leading a healthy lifestyle in terms of exercise and diet is key.
I'm guessing family history works in here somehow.
If one has a family history of colon cancer, then those patients need to be screened at age 40, a full 10 years prior if there's a family history of colon cancer. But the studies for the younger patients actually found that they did not have any genetic predisposition towards colon cancer.
Dr. Loda, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure. Thank you.